We have a very great issue that needs to be tackled, and that is the issue of pornography that is available in these social networking applications and sites and apparatus. And the scourge or the menace is such that it has gone to those as young as 6 and 7 years of age who have come up later on and confessed as to when they had started, astaghfirullah, what they might term lowering their gaze, when it was actually not lowering it. They will tell you, I was looking down at my phone. If you, what you were looking at was nude and unacceptable, wallahi, my brothers and sisters, it has an impact. And it leaves a mark in your brain, your heart, your spirituality is damaged. It's like a Ferrari going into a wall. And believe me, even if it is repaired, people would know, you would know, this car is damaged, it's no longer as it was. Keep yourselves away from it. Wallahi, it cannot bring about any goodness. Pornography will only damage you. It will only make you do the absurd. It will make you a person who has low morals and who thinks everyone else has low morals as well. It will make you fed up of your status that Allah has given you as a male or a female, to the degree that what you might term to be adventurous in terms of developing a link with the same sex would actually be a contamination of your mind by the devil, something that is absolutely prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There comes a time when Muslimin, people who are supposedly uttering the shahada, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There comes a time when people who have uttered that shahada, when they get hooked onto such dirt on their phones or on their laptops and tablets and so on, they begin to think of changing their gender. And some of them have gone ahead and tried it, and some of those have come back to regret when it is too late. This is why it's an open matter. If you watch the Western world, they get fed up. They get fed up of their lives, what is termed freedom. They are tired of exposing their bodies. They are tired of people praising them. Now they get a kick out of the same sex praising them. People are talking about it. People are encouraging it. Yet nobody is going to those who have regretted and perhaps created a club of those who have done regretful items in their lives. Perhaps create a forum of those who have regretted. The body that you have, my brothers and sisters, is an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not supposed to be using it and doing what you want with it according to your whims and fancies, but it is according to the will of Allah. Whatever Allah has permitted is permissible. Whatever He has prohibited is definitely something you should be staying away from. People are fed up of their lives. They don't know why they are living. Whereas Allah says, I have not created mankind or jinnkind except that they worship me, which means except that they do that which I have ordained, that which is not prohibited, that which is in order to please me, that which has within it the consciousness of myself, Allah says. So what is your aim in life? Brothers and sisters, my aim is to prepare for the day I meet with Allah. That's my aim. Everything I do in my life, I need to ask myself, will this help me the day I meet with Allah? If it is not going to help you, ask Allah's forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive me. I have done so many bad things. The world loves me, but if you don't, I have lost. And if the world hates me, but you love me, I have gained.
بدي شوفك كل يوم يا حبيبي ولا تغيب عني ولا يوم يا حبيبي بدي شوفك كل يوم يا حبيبي ولا تغيب عني ولا يوم يا حبيبي وتسلم علي عبكرة وعشية وتسلم علي عبكرة وعشية وخبيك بعيني يا يا حبيبي يا ورد مقطوفي من أجمل بستان توعد مبتوفي يا مر الزمان يا ورد مقطوفي من أجمل بستان توعد مبتوفي يا مر الزمان تعرف إني بحبك قد البحر بحبك تعرف إني بحبك قد البحر بحبك ما بتديني قلبك يا حبيبي رسمتك عورقة من لون الربيع خفت بليل الفرقة تضيعني الضيع رسمتك عرقة من لون الربيع خفت بليل الفرقة تضيعني الضيع مريت الليالي يا طول الليالي مريت الليالي يا طول الليالي ما رحت عن بالي يا حبيبي بدي شوفك كل يوم يا حبيبي ولا تغيب عني ولا يوم يا حبيبي.